USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says suggesting that Brett Kavanaugh withdraw his Supreme Court nomination is ridiculous. Kavanaugh has denied allegations of sexual assault from more than 30 years ago. At the White House yesterday, the president calling Kavanaugh a great intellect and a top-quality individual, Trump blaming Democrats, saying they should have released information much sooner. The storm that was Hurricane Florence is now moving up through the mid-Atlantic states, dumping lots of rain still. The system expected to bring heavy rain from Virginia to New York and across parts of New England. Even though the storms moved on from the Carolinas, flooding there, still a huge concern. At least 32 people have died because of Florence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
President Trump is hitting China with new tariffs. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, sanctions that will rise to 25% at the beginning of 2019. The president saying in a statement he urges China's leaders to end their country's unfair trade practices. Lots of hiring happening already for the upcoming holiday season. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A record low jobless rate has retailers scrambling to find temporary holiday workers. Target said last week that it's planning to hire 12,000 seasonal employees at a 20% increase from last year. And the starting wage is $12 an hour. That's a dollar more than those who were recently hired. Kohl's and Penny's started hiring their seasonal workers in June. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump is clearing the way to publicize some documents from the Russia investigation. The White House announcing yesterday that Trump has ordered the declassification of a surveillance warrant for ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Investigators were looking into Page's ties to Russia. Trump also ordering the release of text messages related to the Russia probe from former FBI agent Peter Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, a former FBI lawyer. Texts from former FBI Director James Comey and ex-FBI Chief Andrew McCabe, or Deputy Chief Andrew McCabe, will also be made public. American military officials say Syrian forces accidentally shot down a Russian plane during an Israeli missile attack. Syrian anti-aircraft artillery batteries were trying to intercept Israeli missiles that were launched towards the capital city of Latakia on Monday when the Russian maritime patrol plane was struck. Russia's backing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in that country's long-running civil war. And the power is back on in New Orleans after a cat knocked out electricity to more than 7,000 homes and businesses. It happened yesterday morning. Energy New Orleans says the cat wandered into a substation and caused a flash by touching some equipment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.